This is your morning team on WSTW. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. On air at WSW.com using Alexa and Siri, and of course, regular listening at WSW on 100.5 and 790. And with some BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. As you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie this morning, we're with you in your home studio, Art Lewis.
Yeah, as I'm listening to this soothing music.
Oh, yes. Well, there's a reason why we play this music, of course.
We'll get to that in a moment, but you know, I heard you say something about 99-cent gas in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
And you know what it triggered in my mind?
What did it trigger in your mind?
1973, when gas went to 99 cents, we thought the world was ending. Now we cheer it.
Even though some people think the world is ending.
Well, that's true, yeah.
In reverse. Well, the key, of course, the Bachman-Turner Overdrive song was Roll On Down the Highway.
Yes.
Because I got a highway story here, and I thought, especially with you, Art, and you, Pat, too, because you have ties to Pennsylvania.
Oh. Is it eastern Pennsylvania or western Pennsylvania?
Well,
because we split, you know.
This is Pennsylvania State Route 61.
I know where that is.
Yep. Okay, well, it's a portion of the highway known as Graffiti Highway. Graffiti Highway, which apparently, and this story is from like a week or so ago, I guess is no more. This stretch of highway, which has been closed, it says, since 1993, due to damage from an underground mine fire. It's about 60 miles northeast of capital Harrisburg. And this stretch of roadway, which actually became a danger, it says here, because, again, in relation to a mine fire, apparently, in 1962, the fire that was sparked after municipal employees tried to burn trash at a garbage dump and ignited an exposed coal seam, and decades later, the fire is still burning.
Right.
And they've had problems. Like, for example, in 1981, they had to evacuate the area because of smoke and carbon monoxide problems. Well, again, since this route has been abandoned since 1993, a bunch of people showed up and started to paint graffiti on the roadway.
Decorate it.
So, yeah. So it became known
artistry.
It became known as Graffiti Highway. And people would flock to it. And to view it, take pictures and things like that.
I saw some pictures. Pretty good artist.
Yeah, wasn't that something? Well, the problem is, in this day and age, when people aren't supposed to be flocking together.
Oh.
So the owners of the roadway, I guess there's a property owner, Pagnotti Enterprises, which purchased the property from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation a couple of years ago, has hired a company, and I guess this is all done now. As I said, this story is about a couple of weeks old now. But they have hauled in like 400 loads of dirt to level it off, to cover the graffiti, so people will no longer flock there, they're planting trees and grass.
Spoil sports.
Yeah. Well, but beyond that, they did say there were liability concerns because they still had some of the active underground coal fissures.
Yeah, there are a lot of underground fires in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so there's that, but you know, that was being met with, okay, people are showing up individually, but groups were showing up now, and so Graffiti Highway is now just tree and grass covered.
Wasn't that a famous song, America? Graffiti Highway to the sun. No, it wasn't it.
Are you thinking of a Ventura Highway?
Ventura Highway.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's not bad, though.
I know, I thought we'd change it.
See, I could have went with Ventura Highway or Rolling Down the Highway. There's a lot of great highway songs we could have went with there. Anyway, so I thought, since you have those Pennsylvania ties, maybe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now that you know about this, next time you're in Pennsylvania, you can't visit Graffiti Highway. Sorry about that.